Last week, Siouxland Public Media began a new project called Going Viral, Lessons Learned During the Pandemic. We're talking with several families about how they're handling the evolving situation at schools in Siouxland. Some schools are beginning the year in a hybrid form, others are going all virtual, and some, like Woodbury Central Schools in Mauville, are going back to class full-time. Donnie and Stacy Rieblitz are very involved in the school district. Stacy is a paraprofessional in the elementary school, and Donnie is on the school board. They have two children in the school system. One of them, having been in school for less than a week, has already been exposed to COVID-19 and is quarantining at home.
I keep hearing different numbers because, you know, all the moms are texting each other now. We're all, and so one kid's already symptomatic. My friend's daughter is showing symptoms today. And yeah, we are already one child quarantined. But because I'm an essential worker, I will be back to work on Monday.
Well, how do you handle that at your house then with your one of your children quarantined?
So I have a fifth grader, Sadie, and she's allowed to be at school because she's, like, they called it a third tier exposure. Jackson, our high schooler, he is a second tier exposure. So he's 14. So on a regular day, I would have to take leave, but Donnie works from home. So he's going to have to take some time in the morning. Block out his schedule just to get Jackson through his homework. And then, we're kind of sorting it out right now. You know, it was a long week at school. And a lot of the return to learn stuff that was put forth isn't being followed. Quite an interesting 4 days.
Well, so Donnie, then your week is going to be different then, right?
It is definitely going to be different. On a positive note, I'll have Jackson with me during the day. So I won't be home alone working from home. But, you know, the school isn't quite prepared enough for like a hybrid or a virtual model quite yet. There's still technology equipment that they're looking to bring in so teachers can do like Zoom meetings and Google Meet meetings and that sort of thing from the classroom. And I'm in a very fortunate situation, but I'm planning to take a few hours every day off just so I can, take ninth grade all over again and help him through the next 2 weeks, going under the assumption that he's not going to get a lot of, quote unquote, like face-to-face instruction.
Stacy, what do you teach and what grade?
I am a para, so I'm a para professional, and I work in the elementary. So I'm a right now I float between a resource room and a third grade classroom.
You see a lot of kids every day, right?
We see a lot of kids. I'm a one-on-one for two students, but I'm also in the classroom with so this year I happen to be, and I've been with this group actually the last few years. It's a very small class. We have 13 kids in third grade in one of the third grade classrooms. And so I'm really fortunate. The teacher that I work for is able to socially distance those desks. And she is really great about, we wear a mask when we're not in our seats and she wears a mask, and so I'm very comfortable in that particular room, yes. But there are lots and lots of kids.
I guess, finally, are you feeling safe at school? Like you're not going to get sick?
No, I don't feel safe. No. No. I mean, I wear my mask from the time I walk in the building. The only time I take it off is if I go back to our resource room where it's just two other adults and myself, and we have sectioned off the room, so like I have a little corner so I can take off my mask, get a drink really quick, and then throw it back on. I feel like our administration and our janitorial staff have done so much. They really it was unprecedented, and that part of our staff, is they're amazing. They are working really hard. We've got all sorts of supplies for us to clean the rooms, and it's good. My fear is staff members that don't wear masks because we don't have a mandate at our school.
Really? So do people, there are people there that just don't wear masks?
Correct. That's correct. It's, I've never seen any, I didn't see that coming. I guess I just expected that we all wanted to be back to work, so we would all do what we had to do to be, keep stay in the building, but that's not true. It's very frustrating.
That was Donnie and Stacy Rieblitz, who have two children in the Woodbury Central Schools, which started the fall semester in person without a mask mandate.